For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, tonight I'm going to head over to Buff State, Rockwell Hall, for the first of two performances of the 19th century composer Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Buffalo Opera United is putting it on. It'll be tonight, Friday at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And it's a children's story, although a rather dark children's story about two kids lost in the woods going to get eaten by a witch. They end up turning the tables on said witch. I have no idea why this has turned into a Christmas favorite, but it seems to be.
Well, two thoughts. I think most children's stories have something dark in them.
Well, the best ones do.
The best ones do. And it's a great tradition at Christmas to haul out ghosts and goblins and think a Christmas carol visited by three ghosts.
You're right.
So it makes perfect sense to me. Even the Nutcracker has that evil mouse king.
Well, you're right. That's pretty scary. Actually, that's very scary.
He has seven heads.
They tell you to bring young children to these ballets, but there's not only a mouse king, but tons of mice running through this poor girl's bedroom, scaring the, well, whatever out of her.
Bejesus, I guess. So many children's stories. The Wizard of Oz, how many children have been taken screaming from the theater when the witch comes out? It's
You mentioned Nutcracker. There was a nice Nutcracker at Shays, and two opportunities, three actually, see the Nutcracker at UB Center for the Arts this Saturday at 1 and 7 and Sunday afternoon at 1. And you're particularly looking forward to some of the principals.
Well, they're bringing in principal dancers from the Boston Ballet and from the New York City Ballet. The Boston Ballet's Misa Kurinaga and Daniel Ulbricht from the New York City Ballet as the Sugar Plum Fairy and her Cavalier. And there's also a tradition to that, but ballet companies that augment with principal dancers from major companies at the holiday time.
Now, you're the perfect person to answer this question. Why is The Chimes, billed as a goblin story, appropriate for the holiday season?
It is a holiday story. It's Charles Dickens. Everyone knows A Christmas Carol, and of course, every city in America sees A Christmas Carol. Buffalo has the beloved Alleyway Theater production. Dickens actually wrote five holiday stories in the 1840s, and the second of them was The Chimes, a goblin story. And he followed up on the success of A Christmas Carol by approaching the theme from an opposite direction, whereas A Christmas Carol is about Ebenezer Scrooge, a wealthy man living a loveless life. This is the story of a poor man who has great love in his life but takes it for granted. And at midnight, going in a clock tower on New Year's Eve, he is visited by the supernatural, again, that theme, and reminded that he has great richness in his life, just not money. Road Less Traveled Theater, looking for a Christmas story, they found that the repertoire is really quite limited. There are many productions of A Christmas Carol or The Nutcracker or Miracle on 34th Street, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Little House Christmas, because they're very, very good. But if you go a level below, you can get to some pretty saccharine stuff. So they went looking for another story, another play, but they found Dickens again and really liked The Chimes. So John Hurley's adapted it, and that will be opening tonight at Road Less Traveled Theater. New adaptation by a local playwright.
And a really all-star cast, from what I can see. It runs through December 18th. And we also have Richard Lambert over at the New Phoenix Theater, and he's adapting Pinocchio.
Yeah, he's had the idea in mind for a while to do some kind of adaptation of Pinocchio for the holidays, and he said it was the campaign season that really convinced him, now is the time. I need optimism. I need a happy ending. Nonetheless, he set it in a post-apocalyptic Buffalo and a group of people taking refuge in a West Side theater.
Like the New Phoenix Theater on
perhaps,
West Johnson Park?
And of course, Pinocchio tries and wants so much to be a real boy and eventually does get his wish. And Richard says that he wanted to tell a story in which we see that magic is possible and dreams can come true in time for the holidays.
Well, I'm interested for kind of an unusual reason. I've been looking at their Facebook page, New Phoenix Theater. It is the most unusual set design I've ever seen. It's like every piece of junk in the world was hung or put on that stage. Very strange.
Well, and puppets on the wall as well. There are lots of puppets in the production.
Oh, so that's what's going on.
You know, a lifeless puppet, suddenly the Blue Fairy, you know, it's just a doll, but then she comes to life. Magic.
And it's up through December 17th.
Still up, Betsy Carmichael Christmas special, Midsummer Dyke's Dream over at Buffalo United Artists.
Oh, and if you haven't been over to Subversive Theater, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest runs through tomorrow night only.
I did get to see it. A despicably lovely performance by Diane DiBernardo Blanc as Nurse Ratchet.
You are evil, Anthony.
And of course, Debbie Pappas and Lou Koliakovo in Tenderly, the Rosemary Clooney musical.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.